The Function of Conjunctions, a Detailed Guide to Using Conjunctions Properly. Conjunctions are an integral part of the English language. If used properly, they can improve almost any type of writing. From business writing to academic writing, conjunctions help create better sentences. However, using them incorrectly or not using them at all results in choppy and incoherent writing. This podcast will explain what conjunctions are and how to use them properly in your writing. A conjunction is a part of speech that functions as a connector between two sentences, clauses, phrases, or words. We often use conjunctions in speech without even realizing it. In writing, they can be effectively used in lieu of starting new sentences. The proper use of conjunctions allows for a more natural flow and rhythm in your writing. The improper use of conjunctions often results in writing that sounds choppy and disjointed. Consider the following three sentences. I went to the store. They didn't have apples. They also did not have hot sauce. While technically not incorrect, these sentences would sound much better as one sentence joined together by conjunctions. I went to the store, but they had neither apples nor hot sauce. The previous sentence used two different types of conjunctions, coordinating and correlative. Many people aren't even aware that there are two types, but in an editor's world, there are major differences between the two. Coordinating conjunctions. Coordinating conjunctions are the most common form of conjunctions. They're so pervasive in the English language that they are used in nearly every sentence or paragraph in some form or another. Despite the frequency of these conjunctions, their use still results in common ESL mistakes. There are seven coordinating conjunctions in total, and it is very likely you've heard all of them many times even today. While you may not be able to list them off the top of your head, there's a very simple mnemonic device that can help you remember them. Fanboys. F, for. A, and. In, nor. B, but. O, or. Y, yet. S, so. Fanboys. These seven words function to connect two or more items of equal syntactic importance. These items can be words, sentences, or clauses. However, there's a risk associated with using coordinators, as they can lead to what is known as a run-on sentence. This is a sentence that is too heavy and contains multiple subjects. Coordinating conjunctions can lead to rambling and nonsensical sentences if you're not careful. Use them sparingly. If you use more than two coordinating conjunctions in one sentence, you're likely to get a run-on sentence. Correlative conjunctions. Correlative conjunctions are slightly more obscure, but you've undoubtedly come across them in your daily speech. A correlative conjunction, as its name implies, is a pair of conjunctions that are joined together to combine two relative parts of speech. It was either him or me. In this sentence, either and or are the correlative conjunctions. They bind me and him together, insinuating an inclusive relationship. The following are the primary correlative conjunctions in the English language. Not only, but also, as in, she was not only mean, but also rude. Neither nor, as in, they were neither fun nor exciting. Both and, as in, he was both pleased and surprised. Whether or, as in, he was not sure whether he was winning or losing. Not but, as in, they did not want to waste the beautiful day, but they decided to stay inside. Correlative conjunctions often function as comparative devices. While this is not their sole function, it is the most common context in which you will see them. Overall, conjunctions may breathe creative life into your writing by allowing you to combine ideas and compare clauses without having to break up your sentences into choppy fragments. They can, however, cause problems if not used properly. If you're having problems with them, or simply want to ensure that you've used them correctly, don't hesitate to send your essay or manuscript to our English academic editors at scribendi.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.